number 10,049, Jeremy D. Day, north of U.S. Route 113, 5,000 feet north of Route 26, a variance from the landscape buffer requirements.
Jeremy Day, 31079 DuPont Boulevard, Duxbury, Delaware.
You swear to affirm the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, or the truth?
Yes. And for the record, my name is Douglas Lee Parker, and I prepared the plan that you all have, I see. And I probably know the most about it, so I'll go ahead and present our case right now. Do you have a...
Doug, you're going to have to be sworn in as well.
Douglas L. Parker, 27715 Woodland Road, Seaford. Okay.
You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth.
Do you have a letter that I wrote to Lawrence on December 13th, 2007? Okay, that pretty much presents our case right there. We took this before the Planning Commission in November. And at that time, we had the building in a parking lot about 7.5 feet closer to the right-of-way line of U.S. 113 North. And we knew that when we had gotten a letter from Shane Abbott that we needed to get Planning Commission approval and a variance from the Board of Adjustment. From the suggestion from Mr. Bob Wheatley, we went ahead and moved the parking lot and the building back as far as possible. And as stated in paragraph number 2 of the letter that you have, we're kind of limited by the location of the garage, which is attached and included in the building at the top of the plan. As you can see, as you're pulling in to the proposed gravel drive, there's a dashed line there, and this indicates a 30-foot wide cross-access easement that we've already gotten approval from DelDOT. And you can see the dashed line that runs parallel to the face of the house. That line is 20 feet from the face of the house, and this is basically the depth of what your typical parking space is according to county code. So we were pretty much limited as to the location for the proposed gravel parking lot for the commercial building, as reference to that 20-foot offset from the face of the garage. Now, when you do that, that yields a 8.8-foot landscape buffer running along U.S. 113, so that's our limitation. So basically, we're requesting a variance from the 20-foot wide, as stated in the code, to an 8.8 feet wide. And if you've read the letter, I don't know if you've all read the letter, but I pretty much explained that we have a narrow lot, and it's inundated with wetlands in the back. That's in the third paragraph. The fourth paragraph basically says that we've gotten approvals from Denruck for stormwater, mm-hmm. and DelDOT approval also. And actually, the last paragraph states that if you ride up and down the corridor, it's all inundated with wetlands, mm-hmm. And it would pretty much never be developed commercially. So the 8.8 feet wide buffer should be pretty small and insignificant, I guess.
Okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burtman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Persons here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think, as the applicant stated, the wetlands make it unique.
and I think the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't see where it alters the central character of the neighborhood. On a minimum to afford relief, I make a motion we approve case number 10,049.
Second. We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,049. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.